listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeformed Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. This is the Paranormal Playground Sounds, and you just... well, what can I say? Got us right at a good time. It is time to manifest. Right now, we're gonna get on with some shamanic drumming. This beautiful, lovely background music that I found on the Rivendell. Oh, it's beautiful. I'm gonna do a little sound bowl clanking. So during our shamanic journey, I'm going to be drumming along with some of this background music in the back, but mostly you'll hear the drumming, and the drumming take you on a journey. Whatever it is you need to see, whatever your guides want to tell you, whatever they want to bring to you, feel free to grab a power animal if you see one, if it comes to you, and you can ask a question or just receive the healing or just sit back and see what comes to you. So, this is a magnificent journey into the soul, right here. Ask this question. If you could ask your higher self a question right now, what would you ask? If you don't already know what you want, you can ask, what do I want? What wants me? What makes me happy? Things like, what's my purpose? Who am I? And you can ask higher self, what is it in my highest good? The next thing, reveal to me the next thing that's coming in, or the next thing my soul yearns in its highest, purest form. Not from a commercial, not from any subliminal messaging, not from what other people think I want or societal fantasies, but what is in my highest good. Healing tones to open up and operate. And I just want to let all of you know that it's still light outside and I'm in the studio and I'm like, oh my God, that is amazing. All right, we're starting the drumming right now. Thank you. Wow. Sorry about that. I did not want to leave that. I don't know what was going on. Like, I just, that seemed a little off, the background music, but it wasn't. It was perfect. And I hope you were feeling what I'm feeling, because when I went in, oh, I was tripping. I didn't want to come out of it. Oh my God, the stuff I was seeing was amazing. Like, this is like probably the most vivid shamanic drumming I've done live on the air. Because usually when I'm doing the shamanic drumming on the air, usually when you're doing the shamanic drumming yourself, sometimes you don't get the full effect as the other person receiving, because you're the one doing the drumming. So you're busy drumming. So sometimes you don't really, whoever's receiving sometimes gets a lot more than the person drumming, that's fine. I mean, that's why I'm here to do it. But that's why I'm so surprised that it was so vivid when I was doing the drumming myself. Wow. That I didn't want to leave. That was fun. I just went in somewhere else. And so when you're asking, this is, if you receive something similar to me, doesn't have to be the same vision, but what I'm saying is, if it's so potent, almost like an acid trip, or almost like, something that would happen, it's supposed to happen, you're supposed to visually, naturally trip. And so if you're able to do that, that means you're completely aligned. You are completely in tune. You are completely on spot with whatever it is that you need, or what you're doing, or what you're receiving, what your guides are. Write everything down, everything that you saw. Keep that in your heart. Keep it close to you, because that is a portal you just opened up, where you're asking, and you're asking your higher self, what is the next step? This is the next step, whatever it is you see. And so that's for you. Okay, thank you so much for joining me on the shamanic journeying. Oh my God, it's getting close to that time. It's 7:17. Oh my God, time flies when you're having so much fun. Speaking of vivid, magical fun, guess what I did? We had time and I did a vinyl pull. Yep, I did a vinyl reading, and guess what? Lo and behold. So every time I do a vinyl reading, it either has to do with the subject that's going on, or it's related to the last thing, and it's just this long stream. So what's happening is, this is a long stream of events. I'm picking out these vinyls that have the words dream in it, and so I'm noticing behind me, okay, this is a jazz section where I'm doing the vinyl pull. Okay, I'm starting to understand that there's a certain section of music going on here. So this guy is named the Giant Dizzy Gillespie. Okay, I think so. Gillespie. Yeah, Dizzy Gillespie. And one of the songs is Girl of My Dreams. And that song by Weezer was Only in Dreams. I picked this while I was listening to Weezer Only in Dreams. So there is a theme of dreams going on here. That happened last time. It just keeps going. And guess what this one says? The one that I pulled was Irby Green with Grover Washington Jr. and David Matthews Big Band, Señor Blues. And in the back, the last song is called I Wish. What's all today about? Today is about putting out wishes into the universe, because we're manifesting. So it's not crazy. I will continue to do the vinyl angel card pull, because angel spirit is talking to us, and they're talking to us in the studio, and it's very magical. And you got to see it to believe it. You got to hear it to believe it, actually. So let's see what this song is all about. I'm going to play. This is so exciting. This is so much fun. What is this? Girl of My Dreams. So we're going to put this one on. Oh, that's a longie. It's a longie. Apparently it's a really long song. I mean, these are long songs. Okay, and then I will play for you I wish, right after that. So stay tuned. 7:40, we're going to have... It's going to be revealed. 7:40, 7:45, it's going to all be revealed. Everything that happened today. Sum it up. Angel guidance. Angel cads. I'm going to pull in angel cad. Oh my God, so much fun. Thank you, Archangel Gabriel. Here we go. Oh, let's give this a twirl. Thank you. are back here at 91.5 FM, WMFM for Tufts, Freeformed Radio. That's right. That was Irby Green, and that was called I Wish, and I didn't know that was a cover of Stevie Wonder, I Wish. I was like, oh, duh, but it came on. So I actually, that's on the songs that Songs in the Keys of Life. That's actually one of my favorite albums, you know, growing up. Favorite. That was one of the first, you know, vinyls that really, really, really inspired me. It was one of the most inspirational pieces of music. And, you know, at that time, I can think of three albums right now that were very inspirational. At that time, not three, four, but one of them, four, very much. One of them is Stevie Wonder's Songs in the Keys of Life. And I Wish, I always heard him singing the songs, but I never really looked at the lyrics. I looked at the lyrics. I was like, oh my God, this song is all about being young. It's all about, I wish I could go. It's like, I wish those days could come back once more. Why did those days ever have to go? It's just about being a kid and being in his youth. And this is nuts. Like, Spirit always does this message. And what did we do when we brought on Weezer? Weezer was a remnant of my childhood. Weezer is a remnant of being young. And all the nostalgia came back of being young and being in high school and being in middle school or whatever it was. And getting into all different kinds of music and really understanding that I was a music person and loving all and appreciating all these different kinds of music, you know, for some reason, Weezer will always have those flash memories. So there is a strong theme right here that wants to be shared with all of you about the good times and remembering what it was like to be, you know, young and your little self. And of course, I that meditation was all about your little self, I Wish. And the song, I Wish, you know, the lyrics where he's like, I wish those days could come back. I wish those days could come back once more. Sorry, that was really off key. And it's like, they can. I feel like I'm already giving a message right here. So sorry, it just happens. I'm giving the message already. that's just what's happening. And so that's just deal with it because we don't, you know, just deal with it. But when, I'll come back and give you the rest of the recap when it's supposed to. We'll go into the music, but basically I won't go into the message just yet, but this is phenomenal. This is just mind blowing. Every time I do the vinyl pull, you know, this is just expanding this place. So this was crazy. This is a nut show on a beautiful level, on an absolute astonishing, happy level. This is crazy. I wasn't expecting all this. I never do, but it's always something I don't expect. So anyways, let's get back to the playlist because I really cannot wait for, I'm so excited for the vinyl pull. For the messages and pulling the angel cards and just seeing and summing everything up and seeing what Spirit has to say. So this is another Weezer song I really like. This is actually one, you know, I remember this came out, more recently. But it's like, it's called Troublemaker. I love this song. This song is kind of funny. Anyways, here we go. Stay tuned for the angel messages. Put me in a special school, 'cause I am such a fool, and I don't need a single book to teach me how to read. Who needs stupid books? They are for petty crooks, and I will learn by studying the lessons in my dreams. So turn off the TV, 'cause that's what others see, and movies are as bad as eating chocolate ice cream. I'm gonna play some heavy metal, listen to
biatch, having 7 kids, giving up and growing old and hoping there's a God. I'm a troublemaker, never been a faker. Star and people will crane necks to get a glimpse of me and see if I am having sex and studying my moves to try to understand why I am so unlike the singers in the other bands. I'm such a mystery, as anyone can see, there isn't anybody else exactly quite like me. And when it's party time, like 1999, I'll party by myself because I'm such a special guy. I'm a troublemaker, never been a faker, doing things my own way and never giving up. I'm a troublemaker, not a double taker, I don't have the patience to keep it on me up.
Keep it on me up.
I'm a troublemaker,
keep it on me up.
I'm a troublemaker,
keep it on me up.
I'm a troublemaker. Giving up.
Thank you.
Okay, well, I guess we were doing angel card readings for the back of some Tommy Dorsey. It's all copacetic. We love it anyway. So, smooth jazz in the back. Why not? Why not do it that way? Like, why exactly? What? Why? You ever seen, I think it's called, wait, what's that show called? Flight of the Conchord. Yeah, I'm the mother flippin'. Oh my God, it's such a good show. Anyways, ADD. ADD forever. ADD is real. ADD is happening. So anyways, I'm so excited. Let's do the angel card pull. Everything just happened all at once with the vinyl readings and the vinyl pulling, and the show is over, and it's like, well, the show's not over, but you know what I'm saying. It's like, oh my God, oh my goodness, like, what is going on here? Like, there's so much. So let's do the angel card reading. Hello, my lovelies. Hello, 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 aloha. Very excited, very excited. It's been a great show. So, I have an Archangel Michael deck, and then I have a regular Archangel deck. Let's see what's going on here. First, I'm going to pull from the Archangel Michael deck. I know Archangel Gabriel. Thank you. So we're accompanied by Archangel Gabriel right now. And I cannot wait to hear what the message needs to be. But we all know the theme right now is has to do with our youth. It has to do with, you know, going back to when we were kids. And reminds me of that song, back in the day when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. Oh my God. It's beautiful. You can hear the shuffle. You can hear the shuffling. It's magnificent. Okay, what do we have here? Ooh, the person you're asking about is trustworthy. Thank you for helping me have faith so I can open my heart wider in my relationships. And I am grateful for your protection, ensuring that only trustworthy people are in my life. How beautiful is that? Whoever needed this message, I actually asked a question. I asked this in my head. This is crazy that this is opening right here. That's, you know, for certain things and certain decisions and certain adventures and different ventures going on and connections. And so, making right decisions. And so whoever needed to hear this, this is for you. The person you're asking about is trustworthy. Let's see. Hold on. I'm going to pull another card from the deck, from the other angel deck. Knight of Water, emotional, romantic, enthusiastic, contemplative, falling in love or wedding proposal, the need to balance emotions. An invitation to a social event. Interesting. There's a strong element about people right now and unity and coming together and connections and being social and making these connections and going forth with it and saying yes to it, which is very interesting because I do a lot of me time, alone time. I love it. I love it. I'm a homebody. And there were certain new things that I've been holding off for a while. And so now I'm getting the hint that it's time to, you know, do the thing. This is so crazy because I was just asking about this. So if you're listening in and you're resonating with this, whatever this means, it's time to come out of your cocoon. It's time to come out of hibernation. You did the work that you needed to do on yourself. And this is the go ahead to say yes. It's time to go out and be social. It's time to go and make those connections. It's time to open your heart right now. It's okay to do that. You know, when we're aligned with our highest good and our highest vibration, and we have the right intention, we're always going to have the best outcome when it comes to connecting with people and what we need and making those connections. So this is a good time. This is a really good time to network, is what the angels are saying, is that, you know, it's time. The spring is out. And it's not just about the weather being nice and it's time to go out. It's about, it's the sign of the times. We just came out of April where it was the being born again. And so, yes, Taurus is all about home, and that's the energy coming in for that. It's the home life, but also Taurus, that's the home life for, you know, what's going on in a home, a family, a marriage, a relationship. So it has to do with what's going on in your home. What is going on in your inner home is going to reflect what's going on in your outside world. So what's going on inside of you is going to reflect with every person you meet and every person you connect with. So if you're feeling worried or whatever it is about, oh my God, I got to be social, got to do this time, da 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 da, spend some time giving to yourself what you would want others to give to you. Because that's in fact going to attract that. And it's time to look at what's going on in your inside home. And that's what I'm getting from the message, from the energy of new moon in Taurus, from my take of what I feel is going on and what I'm channeling and what the angels are channeling to me has to do with the input of, because of the, yes, the material home life is important, but it's a reflection of the material home life. It's a reflection of the spiritual home life within you. So once you're taking care of the storehouse of good that's in your house, that's what you're going to attract on the outside. So think about that. Think about what actions you take on a regular basis. How do you treat yourself? How do you want others to treat you? It's that simple. But this is a really good omen for networking right now. Oh God. I know a lot of you are like, yay, but then you're like, not really. I know. Extrovert, introvert, both. It's very possible to be both. I know I do that. So summoning up what's going on with the vinyl pull again, you know, we had right there, what was it? The song was I Wish. What are we doing? We're manifesting wishes on the show. And Girl of My Dreams came on right as I was here listening to Only in Dreams by Weezer. And Spirit told me to play Weezer today. So there's a strong connection. And so it guided me to Stevie Wonder. All of this guided me to Stevie Wonder. And then Stevie Wonder's song was the song I Wish is all about him going back to his youth. What is Weezer reminding me of being young? The nostalgia of being young and going back to my high school. So I got the feelings just came back as the Weezer songs were here. All these feelings of being young, and it really had a trademark spot, and I didn't realize how much Weezer had such an infinite bookmark in my life as a youth, and I didn't realize it till today until I was playing music. So what is this all about? What is this mystery of about our youth, and what is it that angels and the archangel and archangel Gabriel wants to express to us about all of this? Ah, very interesting. Okay, so whoever needs to hear this is saying you've been doing a lot of work on yourself, which is good. A lot of spiritual work, a lot of getting your goals, a lot of work towards your goals, a lot of making things happen. And you're right on track. You're right where you're supposed to be. But Spirit wants you to remember Archangel Gabriel that is coming in, and all your spirit family and all your spirit guides that are coming in wants you to remember, though, you need to play. You need to have space to jam, to paint without knowing what you're going to paint, putting colors down. You need spontaneous creativity right now. This is a time while you're grounded, while you're getting in this beautiful energy of manifesting the things that you want. You know, what do you like to cook? Do you like to do arts and crafts? Do you like to make concoctions? You know, it's not just about, you know, making music and, you know, making art. It's, you know, in writing and poetry. It's everything. Play. Do you play? What sport are you playing? Do you want to, are you getting people together to play, to go play outside because the weather's nice? What sport are you getting people to play? Like, all of these things where we need to have the spontaneous goodness. This is making sense why this is coming together, why Spirit's saying this is the best time to network right now, because this is going to be a very fertile time to plant the seeds with people, whether it's projects, whether it's working on a team, whatever it is, meeting new people, meeting new energies, and coming together and creating and birthing something very spectacular. Even if it's not what you think that is, it doesn't have to be important to the rest of the world. It could just be important to you and the other people it's involved in. But this is a very important time to understand, yes, meeting our goals, dreaming, that's play in itself, we understand, and working on yourself and doing the daily adult responsibilities, your actual work and everything that you need to do, pay bills, all these things, yes, we understand. But you have got to make time to have that time to fool around. The tomfoolery must come back. And that's exactly why Spirit was bringing in that time of being in high school for me and being in middle school and remembering Weezer and remembering, just bringing me back to that time in my life. And then bringing the song, you know, these, you know, we're continuously seeing the constant message of dreams. Dreams, dreams keep coming up every time we do a vinyl pull here. It doesn't end. Only in dreams, only in dreams. What does that mean, only in dreams? Well, it can only be possible if you dream, right? It can only be so possible in dreams when we have that. So what are you making possible? Bring it to your dream and then bring it to real life. But we must have time for the tomfoolery. We must have time for the nonsense. We must have time to just let loose and be a kid again. I love you so much. It is 7:55. We are out, skis. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFM Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. It has been a spectacular Paranormal Playground Sounds. I hope you got what you needed. Happy, beautiful, new Moon in Taurus. May all your dreams come true. I wish you love and I wish you everything your heart truly desires right here and right now in this moment. So we are sending off. Please stay tuned. We've got a show for Rising with Sky Bar. Stay tuned. Some great music there. We've got a great Tuesdays or nights, a great lineup, a great lineup all around on WMFM. I'm so grateful to be here and be a part of this station. Such magical energy. I love you so much. I will see you next week. Love and peace, and keep manifesting. Here's Tommy Dorsey, but That's a Plenty. Please celebrate your life. And I hope this song helps you to celebrate that exactly.
We gotta say goodbye for the summer. Darling, I promise you this, I'll send you all my love every day in a letter sealed with a kiss. Guess it's gonna be a cold, lonely summer, but I'll feel the end.